But Australia is here. We'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG in health.
Sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level.
Align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector.
Dispela Partnership, Emmy Strongim Sindown, Namel Australia na PNG.
Back to school season, or what some would describe as the new season, as parents and students prepare for the new academic year with new teachers, new classrooms, and new friends, and for some, even a new school. It's also a busy time for many schools and teachers as they prepare for another busy academic year, welcoming new and returning students. For many children who are starting school for the first time, they are embarking on an educational journey that will pave the way for learning at school and throughout their lives. Welcome to the Back to School edition of AHC On Air. I'm your host, Valerie Puipui, and thank you for joining me. Starting education early gives children the best start in life. Early childhood learning is important for a child's development and critical for their future abilities and success into adulthood. Australia is working with PNG through the Partnerships for Improving Education program, or PIE, to improve access, equity, and student learning outcomes in the early grades by strengthening professional development for teachers and improving governance and service delivery. Joining us on the show to talk more about the PIE program is Marlon Butler, Acting Counselor for the Education and Leadership Program, and Lydia Butudori, Senior Program Manager at the Australian High Commission. Thank you both for joining us. We'll start off with Marlon. Can you tell us more about the Partnerships for Improving Education, or PIE program?
Yes, thank you, Val. The Partnerships for Improving Education, it's an 8-year investment by the Australian government focused on early grade or early grade primary education in Papua New Guinea. We work closely in partnership with the National Department of Education and just a small number of provincial departments of education to strengthen teaching and learning in the early years. We try and address challenges relating to the access as well as the quality and retaining children in school through their early years, those foundational years. We plan that the program will contribute to national teacher upgrading for elementary teachers to put them on the path to be early grade primary teachers, which is a priority at the moment for the government here. And I'd just like to reiterate, all of our investments, including this PIE investment, must align with PNG government priorities, and we do our best to do that.
PIE has been implemented in 4 target locations in Enga, Sundown, Central, and the autonomous region of Bougainville, as agreed by the National Department of Education. Are there any future plans to have this program extended to other parts of the country?
Yes, that's a question that we get asked a lot on this program because, as you know, we're all aware, the needs are often great in many provinces and in rural and remote areas. However, our budget, like every budget, is limited. We just don't have the capacity to expand this program to reach all the students. You know, there are 2.5 million students in PNG, and the government of PNG this year, and I commend the government for this, has committed their largest budget to education. It's around about 4 billion kina this year. And at that scale, the Australian government really has to try and find ways that our limited addition to the government of PNG's commitment really seeks to find ways to make important improvements around quality. So what the PIE program is aiming to do is to demonstrate that in the provinces where it's operating, which is Enger, Sundown, Central, and then of course in Bougainville, that any of the interventions that make an impact on the quality of the teacher, making sure the teacher's in the classroom, resources to the children in those elementary years, anything that can be demonstrated to work well will be replicated in neighbouring provinces, or will support the national department to roll out to other provinces. So that's the way the program is situated, if you like, because of its budget and size and scope. So we are not here to provide service delivery on behalf of the PNG government. That's the government's responsibility, and they have taken on that responsibility with the commitment to the budget this year, as I mentioned before. So our role is really to help facilitate as best we can their ambition to improve the quality of education across the country for all children. Thanks.
What are some of the initiatives under the PIE program that are being rolled out?
The PIE program is only a year and a half old. So it's still, to some extent, it's still sort of ramping up its activities under its plan in partnership with provincial departments of education. But what it has managed to do so far is really put a lot of investment or a lot of effort into improving teacher training. So early grade elementary teachers, things that we did last year, for example, was able to provide some additional resources. We use Billum Books, which is commercially available to anyone in PNG. We helped train teachers. So that's been the first sort of activity coming off the first part of the program. But we'll quickly be moving into how we also support school boards of education and how we strengthen their operational side of the school. So everybody that has an interest in schools here will be aware of government subsidy scheme and that school boards are required to acquit their funds each year. We want to strengthen the government policy on the acquittal process, on how boards allocate resources to budget. And so we're working closely with the department and the provincial departments and how we can strengthen that. The program also has a focus to support the disability centres, so the IERCs across the country, and there'll be resources to support the teachers, how to do assessments, how to expand the work that they're doing, because currently those centres have a limited radius of what they can do, so we want to try and just expand that a bit further so we can get more coverage. And then finally, what the other element of the program is really looking at how we support National Department of Education systems and processes, and also in their policy area. So that all sounds very bureaucratic and boring to the listeners, I'm sure, but at the end of the day, what it really means is how do we strengthen the systems to ensure that the teachers are getting paid on time, that they don't have any excuse not to be at school, to feel that they're being supported through ensuring that, you know, pay arrives on time, that they get everything that's allocated to them or allowed to them according to government policy. And through that, improving the way that the system operates to support them, their performance will be better in the classroom, if you like. So that's just an example of what we mean by system strengthening. It's looking at all the pieces, if you like, in the background that can sometimes be quite an irritant to everybody, including teachers and parents. So that's what we're after. And I'm very hopeful, being a new program, that we'll see some sort of excellent results that we can highlight and that other provinces will pick up and take forward in the next year to 18 months.
Thank you, Marlon. We'll go for a short break, and when we return, we find out more about the PIE program's Back to School campaign that is currently underway and more. Stay with us.
This is an important public announcement. ASF has spread to other parts of the Highlands and will continue to kill our pigs if we do not act now. Help stop ASF by stop moving live pigs between provinces, stop carrying pig meat when you travel, and keep your pigs enclosed in fences or pens. look out for your pigs being unwell and call Nakia on 1800 1332 or your local authorities to report sick or dead pigs.
Authorised by the National Agriculture Quarantine and Inspection Authority.
Parents, it's that time of the year again. Are your children ready for the 2024 school year? School starts on Monday 29th January. It is important for our children to go to school every day. Children should be enrolled in prep at age 6, grade 1 at age 7, and grade 2 at age 8. It is important that children are supported with books, pencils, clothes, and healthy food for school.
Papa, Mama, all pigni blong yuple I ready long go long school long 2024 or nogat. School by start long Monday 29 January 2024. Yumi mas alvi mol pigni long only masgat book, pen, kolos na good pla kaikai long time only go long school. All get a pigni ni usati 6 pla Christmas must start in school long prep. All pikinini 7 plus Christmas, I must stop school long grade 1. Now all 8 plus Christmas pikinini long grade 2.
Welcome back to the Back to School edition of AHC on Air. I'm Valerie Puipui, and still with me on the show is Marlon Butler, Acting Counselor for Education, and Lydia Butudori, Senior Program Manager under the Australian High Commission's Education and Leadership Program. So Lydia, can you tell us more about the Back to School campaign that is currently running?
Thank you, Val. So student attendance has and continues to be low across the country. So the aim of the Back to School campaign is to encourage families, and especially mum and dad, to enroll their children in prep or preparatory in grade 1 and grade 2, and to help them stay in school. So this year's Back to School campaign aims to raise awareness of the school start dates for 2024 among parents and students, advocate to parents that they send their children to school, including girls and children with disabilities, ensure that parents know the ages at which they should be enrolling their students and their children. Ensure parents, teachers, and students are prepared for the school year with having this, all the supplies they need for school, such as stationery, a bag, and plans for school lunches. And the last focus of the program is to disseminate key information and messaging to parents, to guardians, to teachers, and to the community on the importance of education.
Why do you think it is important for children to start school at the right age?
So studies show that the most important period of a child's life is between the ages of 0 to 5 years, meaning that entering primary school within the fifth year increases their chances of making key steps both socially and academically. Many children in PNG begin school late. In 2019, there were 110,000 overage children enrolled in prep to grade 8. So the campaign targets parents to ensure they are aware of when school starts and at what age they should be enrolling their children. Thank you.
Is the Back to School campaign something the PIE program will be doing every year?
So this is the second year PIE is running the campaign. The first time was in 2023. It leads up to the start of each school year. The PIE program implements the campaign, but they work closely with the education department to reach parents, teachers, and children in all provinces.
Thank you, Lydia. We take a short break, and when we return, we wrap up this edition of AHC on Air on education.
The Australia and PNG partnership is highly valued here in PNG. As the largest donor to the PNG health sector, Australia's support focuses on improving health security and maternal and child health outcomes, and overall helps with PNG's national health plan.
These are some of the benefits of getting a scholarship and coming back and thinking outside of your normal thinking.
Being an Australia alumni awardee is to contribute to PNG's development whilst maintaining connection with Australia. We also need to look within and embrace what is the wealth within in PNG.
This phase of exploration, ideas and explosion of thought and creativity, we just need to continue encouraging it.
PNG is a country and economy of such great potential. You know, one of the fastest growing populations, but we've also got a very, very young population.
Supporting women and girls to participate fully in political, economic and social life is important for both Australia and Papua New Guinea.
Rugby league is a huge part of building that relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea. When the Australians travel into Papua New Guinea, you just see how much excitement is in the people's eyes.
We have to interact with other cultures, we have to build relationships with other countries.
These partnerships help grow industries where you will have impact, you will have sustainability.
We have always been stronger together, and the COVID-19 pandemic is no different. We are working together to respond to the COVID-19 crisis in PNG. We will continue to support testing and surveillance and continue to work with the PNG government to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines will help us prevent illness and deaths and support economic recovery from the effects of the pandemic. We are neighbors, we are partners in health and so many other areas. We have a long history of being there for each other in tough times.
Australia will continue to stand with PNG as PNG stands with us.
School emi ples blong amamas na lanim. Olgeta piginini mas ready na amamas long kam long school. Emi gutpla long mekim gut long wanpla narpla inside long classroom na long playground. Yumi olgeta lanim wantem na grow big plo wantem.
Students, are you excited to start the school year? Remember to attend school every day and to be kind and respect each other at school and in the playground. Let's all learn and grow together.
This pela and one pela big pela talk save igolongol man meri. CKSF ikalap igolongol nara pela peles long highlands na emken kilimol peak bilong yumi. Suppose yumi no walking one pela something now. Nokin karim peak long one pela hap igolong nara pela. Nokin karim peak meet long walkabout bilong you. Na banisim all peak bilong you. Puti malong all peak na ringim nakya long 1801332 o talk save longol walkman long place bilong you. Subspeaky sick or in die.
Tokarai tikam na National Agriculture Quarantine and Inspection Authority.
This is AHC on a back to school edition as children, parents, teachers, and principals prepare for the new school year. Before the break, we heard from Lydia Butudori, Senior Program Manager, Education and Leadership at the Australian High Commission, about the importance for children to start school at an appropriate age, as well as the Back to School campaign that is underway by the PNG Australia Partnerships for Improving Education program, or PIE. The PIE program is an 8-year investment in teaching and learning and is designed to improve access, equity, and student learning outcomes in the early grades by strengthening the professional development for teachers and improving governance and service delivery. So Lydia or Marlon, I understand the PIE program is fairly new or into its second year. What are some of the outcomes you would like the program to achieve within the next few years?
Yes, so what I would love to see is that the program, you know, obviously achieves all of its outcome targets, but the things that will really stand out for me will be that after a few years, the schools that we're working with, enrollments will have increased, but also retention will have increased. So students move through the grades. They don't repeat grades and they don't drop out of school. That's going to be an important indicator for us. And that they move through into primary without having to do a high rate of repeat. In some schools, we see some very overaged children, which you heard the statistic from my colleague, Lydia, the education expert in our team. And that is something that we really want to see improved. That's the first point. The second point is that the education systems that I mentioned earlier around how we support teachers on their payroll and the inspectorate function that supports them being registered in the system, that whole system is improved and it's more efficient and less costly to teachers and parents. We hope to see improvements there. And then finally, the third one I would point out is that we are looking forward to seeing a larger number of elementary teachers upgraded to diploma level as part of their work, their in-service work, that they improve their skills and they achieve a diploma, and that diploma will be a recognised diploma on the path to a further degree for those who are able to make use of that diploma. So those are the main things that in the next few years we're really looking forward to seeing some improvements.
Lastly, any final remarks? Marlon.
Yes, I think the final thing I'd like to say is just that at this point in the year, the start of the academic year, encourage all parents. It's your duty to ensure your children are enrolled and attend school this year from day one, and that's coming up very soon. Your children need to be supported with a good breakfast every morning, help them with their homework, and your teachers need support too and encouragement to ensure they do their best job possible for your students. So please engage with your school, support your children. That's your responsibility, and that's what we're all trying to support you and the teachers on. Thank you for the opportunity to speak, and I look forward to a great academic 2024 here in Papua New Guinea.
Lydia?
Thank you, Val. School by start on Monday, 29th, Deblo January, long this year. You may all get a support team all Pikinini long go long school. Nastaplo school all get a day long this year.
Well, listeners, this brings us to the end of our Back to School edition of AHC On Air. Until next time, I'm your host, Valerie Puipui, and thanks for joining us.
Australia is here, we'll stay here. We're committed to being with Papua New Guinea at this time and into the future.
Through the PNG Australia Partnership, we have a long collaboration with the government of PNG and health.
Sport is such a powerful tool at so many levels, but definitely at the community level.
Align our work to PNG's strategic frameworks and plans in the education sector.
Dispela Partnership, Emmy Strongem, Sindown, Namel, Australia, and PNG.
Parents, it's that time of the year again. Are your children ready for the 2024 school year? School starts on Monday, 29th January. It is important for our children to go to school every day. Children should be enrolled in prep at age 6, grade 1 at age 7, and grade 2 at age 8. It is important that children are supported with books, pencils, clothes, and healthy food for school.
Papa Mama, all pikini blong yuple I ready long go long school long 2024 or nogat. School by start long Monday 29 January 2024. Yumi mas alvi mol pikini long oli mas gat book, pen, kolos na good pla kaikai long time oli go long school. All get a pikini ni usat is 6 pla Christmas must start in school long prep. All pikini ni 7 pla Christmas I must stop school long grade 1. Na all 8 pla Christmas pikini ni long grade 2.
The Australia and PNG partnership is highly valued here in PNG.
As the largest donor to the PNG health sector, Australia's support focuses on improving health security and maternal and child health outcomes, and overall helps with PNG's national health plan.
These are some of the benefits of getting a scholarship and coming back and thinking outside of your normal thinking.
Being an Australia alumni awardee is to contribute to PNG's development whilst maintaining connection with Australia. We also need to look within and embrace what is the wealth within in PNG.
This phase of exploration, ideas and explosion of thought and creativity, we just need to continue encouraging it.
PNG is a country and economy of such great potential. You know, one of the fastest growing populations, but we've also got a very, very young population.
Supporting women and girls to participate fully in political, economic and social life is important for both Australia and Papua New Guinea.
Rugby league is a huge part of building that relationship between Australia and Papua New Guinea. When the Australians travel into Papua New Guinea, you just see how much excitement is in the people's eyes.
We have to interact with other cultures, we have to build relationships with other countries.
These partnerships help grow industries where you will have impact, you will have sustainability.
We have always been stronger together, and the COVID-19 pandemic is no different. We are working together to respond to the COVID-19 crisis in PNG. We will continue to support testing and surveillance and continue to work with the PNG government to help mitigate the spread of COVID-19. Access to safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines will help us prevent illness and deaths and support economic recovery from the effects of the pandemic. We are neighbours, we are partners in health and so many other areas. We have a long history of being there for each other in tough times.
Australia will continue to stand with PNG as PNG stands with us.
This pela and one pela big pela talk survey igolongol man Mary. CKSF ikalap igolongol nara pela peles Long Highlands na emken kilimol peak bilong yumi suppose yumi no walking one pela something now. Noken karim peak long one pela hap igolong nara pela. Noken karim peak meet long walkabout bilong you na banisim all peak bilong you. Puti malong all peak na ringim nakia long 1801332 o talk survey longol walkman long place bilong you suppose peaky sick o indai.
Tokarai tikam na National Agriculture Quarantine and Inspection Authority.